When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Welcome to a very, very jam-packed After Hours. I did not want anybody to drive down here because they would hit that convention of children called Lollapalooza. On the phone, I'm with Gabe Oppenheim. Gabe, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. You have a new job, and you have a new library, too. Gabe is the new executive director of the LaGrange Park Library, which you had a big party yesterday, didn't you, Gabe?
We did. We had probably close to 1,000 people visit us in the evening during our parking lot party last night.
Wow. Did that surprise that number surprise you?
It did. We've had big parties in the past. We've had maybe 300 or 400 people for summer reading parties in the past 2 years, but this was beyond our wildest expectations.
You know, I want to talk to you during this half hour about, I love libraries, and I think libraries have become kind of underrated in the in this high-tech community. But you have an interest. You're from that area, right? You were born and raised out there, weren't you?
Sure. So I moved to the LaGrange Park when I was entering the fourth grade in the mid-80s. And so I remember going to the first location of the LaGrange Park Library when it was located in the basement of a school.
Huh.
Then I remember when it was built, the current location was built around the corner from me in the late 80s. And so, yeah, it was my childhood library. It was my first job in high school working at the library. And I've been there for years.
You went to Lyons Township? You go to Lyons?
I did. I graduated in the mid-90s.
And when you went to, you then attended Dominican University. That's in River Forest, for those of you who've never been to the suburbs. And you majored, you got a bachelor's degree in English literature with a master's in library science. What was it, Gabe, if I can ask, that drew you to library science? Because you are a child, in many ways, of the internet age, are you not? You're roughly about,
I think the internet was really pretty much a new thing, at least in the consumer market when I was getting out of high school. So in high school, I was part of a debate team, and so we spent a lot of time doing research in the libraries, and I really enjoyed that aspect of the club more than the actual debates and helping other people and helping my teammates do their research was also sort of exciting for me. So this is the time when it maybe wasn't the internet quite yet, but it was CD-ROM. If you remember CD-ROM databases,
of course,
sort of a new thing. And so I got into that, and then I got the job in the library, mostly for convenience and because I had some overdue books. We'll print the legend on that one.
They let you slide on the overdue fines, did they?
Sure.
Good.
That's one of the perks of employment.
Yes, Gabe. How did you become the executive director of the library? Well, I got a break early on with two overdue books. I think that's great. What was it you must have met, though, in that time when you were working at the library? A lot of other people who were passionate about that specific library, but also about libraries in general. Did you not?
Absolutely. I think librarians are a special lot. I think they are drawn to service, and they're often drawn, of course, to books and just being helpful people. And so over the years, I've met just so many wonderful librarians and library employees who are dedicated to the craft.
What made you decide, Gabe Oppenheim, at what point did you decide to yourself that I think I want a career in libraries? Was there a moment, or did it build up slowly over your experiences at the LaGrange Park Library?
I think it built up slowly. I started out in smaller positions, and so of course I was a page first, and just putting away books and organizing shelves, and then I worked in circulation, checking out books to folks, and then I was given a chance at a full-time job earlier in my career, and at that point it just seemed like something that I could really grow into. And become better at and do professionally. And so that was one of the reasons why I chose Dominican, because of their library science program, which was at the time the only locally accredited program the area.
Wow, is that right? Wow, that surprises me. But nevertheless,
Chicago State University now has one.
No, they have it now. You know, what occurs to me is you were at the library, even in these, as you were working your way up from overdue books to being the executive director of the library, that you were at an incredible transitional phase for libraries, don't you think? I mean, with new technology coming in, were you there when computers came?
Yes. So I remember that probably not too long after I started working in the libraries, when they attached what at that time was the Suburban Library System's SWAN network.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the automated library system. So it was a catalog that you could search, and you could then use the computerized system for the circulation functions as well. And it was also that time that they started getting the first computers for patrons into the libraries. And so I think I've always been adept at technology. I am fortunate to have grown up at a time when the first Apple II computers were available to me in my early elementary years, and I've been a tinkerer and user of computers ever since.
I'm sure, but you also must have been a great help to people who would walk into the library and say, I want to send my kid, it's something as simple as, I want to learn how to send my grandkids pictures, for instance, as opposed to deep research, which I'm sure you handled too. But I'm fascinated with that. And when did the library close for the incredible renovations that were celebrated yesterday? When did that happen?
Sure. That happened in August last year, and we were planning on being closed for about 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And the construction surprised us, went much more quickly, and we ended up being done after about 8 months.
What was it? You had to raise, a lot of money had to be raised for this, yes?
Sure. So When the library discovered the issues with our building, which had to do with water infiltration,
mm-hmm.
the initial estimates for repairs were probably around $1.5 to $2 million. And
okay.
The board at that time could have just done those repairs and they sound building, but they decided that the length of time that would be required for such repairs would have a result that looked exactly the same and functioned exactly the same would not be something that patrons would be pleased about.
I can imagine. Sure.
They decided to wait a bit and save some money, and so we ended up using about just over $1 million from our capital reserve fund.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a bond sale of $4 million.
Wow.
And then we got a grant from the Illinois State Library to the tune of $574,000.
Fantastic. It's fantastic. I love the notion of people supporting libraries. We have to take a little break. I'm on the phone with Gabe Oppenheimer. Is your correct title, Gabe, the executive director or just director?
I'm the executive director.
Good. From overdue books to executive director, the career of Gabe Oppenheim. Gabe, hold on for a couple of minutes. I want to come back and talk about what this new building and this new operation looks like and what you've added. And also, again, about the absolute, and I consider it the absolute necessity of having libraries. There are a lot of people who of my generation who went, well, who needs libraries? They just have a bunch of old books, and I can get them from Amazon, and I think that's nonsense. So hang on, Gabe. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Gabe Oppenheim started at the LaGrange Park Library full-time in 1996. Before that, working for a year so he could pay off his overdue books kind of thing. He's now, it was recently named the executive director. And even more recently, as of yesterday, is in charge of a sort of, Gabe, a brand new library, isn't it? There are a lot of new elements that are in this library that didn't exist before, including an expanded children's section. That's very exciting for you because it gives you a lot of room to operate, does it not?
It does. I think the children's department expansion was one of the things that we were most excited about doing. The children's department is really the, I think, the most important department of a library, at least of our size. And so to give them more space to work and the staff, the resources they need to do their job properly is fantastic to be able to do that.
What kind of, you must see, there's still a few fine independent bookstores around, but you must see a lot of families using the library because, you know, not everybody can afford to just pop onto Amazon and buy a million kids' books. And I think that is a tremendous resource to be able to introduce kids as young as possible to the joys, the real joys of reading, and especially reading a real book as opposed to a Kindle kind of book. Do you agree with that, or am I old and old-fashioned?
No, I agree with that. And I think, especially with kids' books, because of the illustrations.
It just doesn't
really work the same way. I do enjoy a fiction book on a Kindle, especially when I'm traveling. But that's me, and I know so many people really prefer the real paper book still, both children's and adult books.
Yeah, me, I do. What other new things? What if someone had not been to the library in let's say 3 years and walked in? What would most surprise a patron?
Well, I think they would just be surprised by the new physical plant of the building. I think we made some big changes to where things are located in the building, and also just spiffed up with new carpeting and paint and lighting that really are colorful and welcoming in a way that they hadn't been for the past few years. But they would come in, and one of the first things they would probably see is our new makerspace. That's something that you see in a lot of libraries these days. So it's
what is that?
A space. So it's a space where you often see such devices as 3D printers, which we
oh,
have.
Oh, wow.
And, we have a laser cutter, and we have a t-shirt press and some other sort of technology related to making. And so those are places for programming and for people to come in and do projects on their own and to do sort of craft programming for all ages and that kind of stuff, in essence,
and tell me if I'm nuts, will you please, Gabe Oppenheim, but I think that the great transition of libraries in the last 20 or 30 years has been from a simple repository for books to something more resembling a kind of community center with books. Does that make any sense to you?
That is exactly what has been happening.
And we
talk about it all the time. And so, I think programming has become more important for libraries and just being a place where people can meet and work. And so one of the other things that we have added to our library are some study rooms. And so we've heard from the community for many years that that's what they really want. They want, teens want a space to study and adults want a space to work from home, especially now when work from home is more prevalent.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So we added 3 study rooms to our second floor, and those are tremendously popular.
Don't you think, beyond our
expectations.
One of the things that's happened in the last, especially with the COVID lockdown and all that stuff, is people, there's a need for people to see other people. I think people, this whole working at home stuff, which I do, frankly, has driven some people nuts, and they say, wait a minute, where can I go to see other people? Yeah, they could go to a bar or a restaurant, but eventually they'd get kicked out of there. The library is the place. I can't think of another place that would be that important for those people who need human contact.
That is absolutely the case. And we have people who come in and spend a lot of time at the library just being there among other people. And we have people who come just for our programs, our discussion groups, and so forth to have more direct contact with folks.
That's great.
And we have the loaners, of course.
I love that. That must really encourage you, too, being a person who has now devoted their life and career to libraries. Talk to me about some of the public programming you do. You obviously have author visits, and people come in and talk about their books, yes?
We do that occasionally. Since we're a smaller library, we don't have the opportunities that some larger institutions might to attract folks to do that, but
sure.
It certainly happens. I've had a local chef come in a couple of years ago, but
so what?
She was an excellent speaker, and she had sort of an informal session with a bunch of folks who were interested in her cookbooks.
That's fantastic.
And we, of course, do story times for children all the time. Those are wildly popular for all ages, from babies through kindergarten. And, you know, there's gaming programs and science programs and discussion groups for all ages.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's just, it goes on and on.
Well,
I do a cookbook club where we discuss a cookbook every month and prepare dishes. And
you prepare them
together.
Are you a chef of some note?
I am not a chef of any note.
You just like to cook. You just like to cook. It must really, you're there every day, right? You're there every day. And what are you? I know it's a smaller library, the Grange Park Library, and to see your website, it's a very nice website. Just go to lagrangelibrary.org. That's the website, yes?
But I'm sorry, it's actually lplibrary.org.
Oh, LP.
LaGrange Library, that's the easily confused LaGrange Library down the street from us.
They're no good, right, the LaGrange Library. Just joking. You have to say they're the secondary library out there. LP, is it lplibrary.org?
.org, yes.
.org, lplibrary.org. You can see all the events they have. And what are your ambitions? I mean, as a new, I know nobody tells you, here's our mission. You are in charge of the mission for the library. What are your ambitions for the LaGrange Park Library?
I'd like to see us continue to really grow our services to the patrons and to increase our programming. And to just really continue bringing people into the library. It's such a beautiful space that I think we have a leg up compared to a year ago.
Sure.
And we can tell the community is really excited about this new space and the possibilities within it.
Tell me again, how many people were at the grand opening yesterday?
So in the morning, we had our ribbon cutting. We probably had 150 to 200 people.
Well,
and then we had folks all day. We had special events during the day. And then in the evening, we had that party where it was hard to tell. But based on the how soon the food ran out, we probably had close to 1,000 people.
That's really, really encouraging. I think, Gabe Oppenheim, you have made the right choice for your career. Are people you know, your loved ones, proud of you?
I believe so.
You hope so? Your parents?
I sure hope so.
Well, you sound like a good go-getter guy. Maybe you'll run the entire library system. Let me ask you, if you had to go through the shelves right now and pick out a book to take home and read, what's your like as far as reading? Fiction, nonfiction, what?
Well, as I said, I really enjoy to cook, so I often gravitate towards the cookbooks.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And I like to cook foods from a lot of different cultures, and so I might look towards Asian books in particular. And there was recently a book that came out called Korea World, which I really enjoyed. And that one, I will confess that I purchased because I feel like I'm going to be cooking from it a lot. Yeah.
Just make sure.
I like fiction of all types and nonfiction as well.
Just make sure you're not late with those books. That's all I'm saying. You've learned your lesson. No late fees.
Well, now we don't charge fines anymore. So
really,
we're good.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's good. I may still have some. I'm serious. I may still have some books at home that I am late with for 25, 30 years. Gabe, you sound like a really good guy. And so congratulations on becoming the executive director of the Grange Park Library. Go to lplibrary.org, and I hope to meet you one day.
Oh, thank you so much. I would love that.
Great. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.